Welcome to everyone. Can you hear me, please? And I really feel gratitude towards your willingness to be here, because as we know that we have a very, very, very basic conditions, and still I think, you know, because of your willingness, you know, there is no other way to manage without your willingness. So I really feel, you know, to bow down to the willingness all of you have. And certainly, like this person, you know, who is playing radio or whatever it is, doesn't know that we are meditating here, or, you know, we are in silence. So, and I think, in India, wherever we will be, you know, something will drop out. So, especially to deal with these kind of situations in India, like say, When I'm hearing this radio, like, you know, this sound comes to me, and I can have a, like, you know, irritative place in me, which can be irritated from this. And then this sound is not passing through, you know, it will stay with me and also irritate me somehow. And another way can be because somehow we are in India. So I can allow this sound to come and pass without this, like, feeling of, you know, like, as if sound will be heard, but as if not heard. So probably, like, I'm just giving, you know, a trick so that it's not irritating, because if it gets irritating, then, you know, kind of like day is last, like one day, like we are here for basically 10 days. So if irritation happens, then my one day will be last. So just to be like more maybe we can say more wise, it's better to let it come and let it pass, you know, that way, like, it can go there and irritate somebody else, you know. So that is basically about the conditions. And again, I really feel kind of going down in front of your willingness, you know, for this probably, you know, what will be opposite to explore, you know, because we have done so much exploring in our life, and what we are doing is opposite to exploring, like it's not exploring, it's somehow, I don't know what is in English, what can we say, like, because when we explore, like, also, in exploring, like, we meet new things, you know, kind of. So some of the obstacles, they are not obstacles anymore in that exploration. And when we are doing this, something opposite exploration, you know, it's like really kind of, you know, like, if flower is blossomed, So exploring will be like a flower is blossoming. And this, what we are doing, is like if flower is coming, you know, like this. So I don't know what, like closing. So whatever word in English. So what happens when we are like already kind of like, you know, coming together? It's already little bit, little bit irritating, and because we don't know the juice of, like, you know, when flower comes together so far, so that's why it's like little bit, you know, I'm leaving what I have somehow, and I don't know what will be served to me. So, and if conditions are not appropriate, it's like more, somehow, more irritating. So please feel free to use my trick so that sound can come and pass to irritate somebody else, not you. And I'm with Kabir, the book of Kabir. Kabir, a realized sage, lived near Varanasi in 15th century, and he was like a singing sage. He used to sing for the people who come to join his teachings, we can say, satsang. And because he's coming directly from the heart, and heart is also very special, it's not like a, like many poetries come from the heart, and heart is like kind of like a probably like muddled heart. No, muddled means like this kind of water, like when it's with the mud. Muddy. Yeah, okay. So, like, you know, there is another heart also. Many times poetry come from that heart, which is like very much probably like some specific situations can relate with them. And here with Kabir, poetry is coming, you know, if water is like very clean, that kind of heart, and everything can be seen through, you know, like many, many meters down, and if needle is there, can be seen, kind of like, you know, that kind of water, probably not available in India anywhere. But in the West, I think, you know what I mean. So, and because poetry is coming from such a heart, such a clean, clear, not having any preference, you know, not having any like any kind of love for anything, you know, like this individual love, you know, love for all is there. There is no attachment to anything. There is no individuality kind of left at all. It's like really, probably, you know, thousands of meters down, and everything is very, very clean, very clearly seen. So that kind of heart is singing. And when that kind of heart is singing, like already singing is too much, you know, like singing from this muddy heart is also too much many times because feelings are involved and somehow we have not been good enough in feelings, like, you know, like in the age we live, we are really great in our minds, but somehow we are missing feeling so much. And when Kabir is probably speaking from the purest place of feeling, you know, what I am trying to say that many times very difficult to use appropriate words for what he means, but you know, I will try my best and also ask your forgiveness because, you know, many times I know that I will not be able to use appropriate words, so also I ask forgiveness, to be forgiven for that. Another thing, like my interest is not in reading only. My interest is if I can read, and also all of us can understand something, you know, not through mental way, but some other way. So, like this is like a kind of process to understand deeply. So I will ask, you know, to please raise your hand as soon as you feel that, you know, you are not understanding something. It's not that I'm not here to speak and so that you can listen, you know. I'm here so that, you know, if something can sprout together, you know, something like from that depth from where Kabir is speaking, you know, if we can really do some sprouting work, kind of, you know, it's like, so please help me there, wherever, like, and I'm also Indian, so my, you know, the way I speak English, I understand that many people will not understand, you know, many, many things. So also please, you know, don't feel free to anytime stop me and, you know, correct me. Also in English, also in many ways, if you know. So, you know, is that clear enough? Or any question around before I go to Kabir? So that means I can feel free to go in the book. Thank you for... So, of course, in the beginning, I have to read Hindi, and probably, yeah, I think none of you will understand that. So also, please forgive me for that. Kabira tero ban kandala me manu ahera khele bafwari anand mraga ruchi ruchi sar mele चेतत रावल पावन खेड़ा सहजय मूल बांधे ध्यान धनुष ज्ञान बाण जोगेश्वर साधे खट चक बेद कमल बेद जाए उजियारी किन्हा, काम क्रोध लोभ मोह हाँक सावज दीन्हा, गगन मध्य रोकिन द्वारा जहाँ दिवस नहीं राती, दास कबीरा जाए पहुँचे बिछुरे संग और साथी। कबीर कबीर सेइंग दैट आवर माइंड इज फिशिंग अस एंड व्हाई बिकॉज there is no clarity. without having clarity, mind can really fish us.
What is that word? Huh? I'm not clear on it. Fish?
Yeah, fishing, like, you know, like when you catch fish.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Like mind really catch us. Like,
yeah.
Not for our best, you know,
yeah.
for mind's best.
Yeah.
Like fishing means like mind is really using us so that it can be best for the mind, not for us. So saying, Kabira tero ban kandala mein, because we have a muddy like because our life is like a muddy forest. No, we ourselves are not clear what I want, kind of like. And using the situation, like because mind knows that, you know, you don't know somewhere. So using the situation, you know, mind is playing this fishing role, you know, like it's always it will show something like kind of like very gloomy and ask us to go behind and
by gloomy do you mean like glamorous?
Yeah, glamorous, you know, like really very like
sparkling.
Yeah, sparkling. And what happens that we really go behind with the mind and really reach this sparkling space and then say, ah, you know, this is not. And then what happens that we never question the mind. We always question, maybe, you know, I haven't tried my best. Like what happens? That later we never question mind. We really question us, you know, maybe I have not done enough, you know. And this is why mind can engage us again, you know, creating another sparkling thing, you know, like there, somewhere. And there is no end to that. And no end is because we don't question mind. We always question us. You know, mind is right. This is me who has not made appropriate effort, or this is me who has not handled the situation. And this is why mind can keep on doing it, probably, you know, whole life. And Kabir is saying that like we can really stop this by questioning mind. By questioning mind, bring some very glamorous, you know, another glamorous idea. So then we can question mind, and then probably fishing will stop. Bafwari Anand Mraga Ruchi Ruchi Sar Mele. And in life, where there was possibility of like a blissfulness, feeling bliss, feeling aliveness, we can say. And because of following glamorousness of mind, we end up like, you know, catching our head like this again and again, you know, like, with pain or without pain, you know. Sometimes it's with pain, we catch our head like this, and many times without pain. Like, it's not headache, but some other pain is there. Like, without pain means without headache, you know. Like, pain is there, but it's not headache. Sometimes it's headache also. So, Kabir is saying that actually life could be a situation where bliss can occur, bliss can kind of blossom, and instead of this blossoming, we have to catch our heads like this, tie, kind of tying situation, many times because of headache and many times without headache. Like, both situations happen. Chetat Raval Pavan Kheda Sahaje Mool Bandhe. And Kabir is saying, if we look around, there are people who are not, like, you know, catching head because of headache or without headache. And probably, Kabir is saying, like, probably they have been aware of the mind, aware of the situation. Those people who are not catching their heads with headache or without headache, probably they have been aware with the mind. Somehow, somewhere, they have known this situation. They have seen this situation. And this is why they are not doing this.
When you say catching the head, is that like, oh my God, not again? Or?
No, it's like a kind of like, not again means like, you know, every time you reach the glamorousness, and every time you say, ah, you know, it's not what I have, you know, I thought, kind of. Like, what, it's not?
So just like,
yeah, just kind of like, you know, many times it's headache also, because, like, you know.
Frustration. Frustration.
Frustration, yeah.
It's
many
like
times.
Bumping your head on this
yeah.
mistake.
Also, yeah.
Yeah.
And the mistake, you know, this is like a
yeah.
kind of like he's trying to say
yeah.
how we feel, you know. Many times we really want to hit our heads, you know.
Yeah.
Many, like, many people will do that. You know, others will not do that. Kind of, you know, it's like a way of saying, but really reaching there and then, you know, like a, you know, like many times, like in India, somebody sends you a parcel and it's outside is like really very glamorous, you know, kind of. And what happens that is kind of like a cheating, but a very, very clever cheating. So the postman, you know, will bring this to your address and then you have to pay before opening this parcel. And of course, like when you look, you know, it's, you cannot stop yourself, you know, and you pay, it's not like much money, you know, like a couple of hundred rupees, because, you know, you also want to gamble this money, because it's like really very glamorous. And of course, like, by as soon as postman gets the money, goes by, and then you really open, but inside, not in front of everyone, because you don't know. Probably, you know, there is like a lot of gold, you know. So you really don't want that anybody sees you opening this. And when you open, you know, you keep on opening, it's like few layers, you know. And at the end, you know, it's probably a stone or something.
Yeah.
And then you go like, same thing, you know. So probably in the life also, like same thing, you know, it's like really a glamorous parcel, but inside is nothing. And then that's why you have to do this, like what Kabir is saying. Then another thing is this keeps on repeating, because like with the postman, you know, like next time when he comes, then, you know, you are experienced enough to say no. But in this case, like what Kabir is describing, you know, is probably we are never experienced enough, you know, like every time, because like somehow a new pack kind of packaging will come, you know. Like it's always like a mind really brings like really good glamorous in another way. So that's why Kabir is saying, like, actually people who have been aware about this kind of job of mine, they somehow don't do this like this, but we do. And how they have become aware, like he's describing in the next line, he's saying, Dhyan dhanus gyan baan jogeswar sadhe. So, so saying like these people who are able to do this, they have a bow of meditation and arrow of Gyan, and generally means knowledge. But it's not it's not like memorized knowledge. Because with memorized knowledge, our experience is that many times when we need, it's not found, you know, like we keep on remembering and it's not remembered. Like, you know, you forget at the time, and again, when it's not time, it comes back again. So, what Kabir means, knowledge, is so, like in meditation, many times like a, like you are in a probably not in a aware state, you know, like it's a like say when we start practicing meditation, so what happens that like this, we create like a alert part in us, you know, some part of mind becomes alert so that whatever is happening in meditation can catch that. There is like this, this is the beginning of, say, practicing. And if you keep on practicing, you know, giving time, so what will happen? Because this alertness is created alertness. So anything created will be tired of. So that, like if this state keeps on, you know, growing in time, so what will happen that this alertness will somehow not be alert. And then a kind of like dull, you know, kind of like, you know, feeling wise, not dull, like somehow, but mentally you will feel that you are in a kind of like dull state. And in that state, something will, like, you know, something will blossom, you know, something will, I think, it's more like, like some kind of clarity will come, but out of, you know, out of the system. Like, there are clarities because of the system, because of the, you know, system we know. And this clarity is not because of the system, it's out of blue somehow. And this is what Kabir says, knowledge. Like, knowledge means... like from this aliveness, when clarity happens, not because of the faculty, not because of the mental faculty, but out of blue, clarity happens. So Kabir is saying, like, you know, these people who have become aware of the mind, it's because they have been using the meditation as bow and this kind of knowledge as arrow. Because, of course, like, even when this kind of knowledge appears, you know, still mind wants to cheat us. Like many, you know, put more glamorous things around. And Kabir is saying, like, now they cannot be cheated because this knowledge from aliveness is there. And that's how they have been able to see even beyond aliveness. There is like Yogeshwar, like Kabir is describing. Yogeshwar means somebody who has reached to space within us which is beyond time and space, which doesn't need time and space to be. So these people using meditation and out of meditative states, you know, it's like prior to this happening, you know, it will be like completely dullness, like in when we are looking from the mind, you know, like, because mind will be completely dull, you know, cannot see anything. It's almost, you know, alive but not alive. and then something happens. Some kind of like knowing, you know, kind of blossoms, like as if it started, you know, somewhere in your belly and like suddenly covered the whole kind of, even the whole hall. So that kind of knowledge. Kabir is saying, like, because they had used this, and this is why they are able to connect to space within us, which is beyond time and space. And again, I'm using space, so sorry, because I don't know any other way to say speak about that. Like, this will be beyond time and space, but it's still space, because I don't know how to say that. So Kabir is saying, like, because these people, via the path of meditation and via these experiences, not via created way, no, this is the difference. Because one can really engage mind to be aware, and that will not do the job. Like Kabir is describing, you know, that is not the way of meditation. You know, that is like in the beginning maybe we have to do that, but that is not meditation actually. So he's saying these people have really found a way of being in state of meditation, and in that state, you know, something blossoms, and through that they can really connect to Yogeshwar, means like God of Yoga, you know, within us, not outside. God of Yoga, but within us, and which doesn't belong to time and space. And this is why they really don't have to like hold their, you know, heads again and again, because they have done this. So if any questions, please.
What do you think he's referring to when he says a mind created?
Mind created. Yeah, like, also like in meditation, many times like we put our mind, like some part of mind, watching whole mind. So also that, like here, because he's saying, like generally like in meditation what we do, like, actually like, because, you know, I don't belong to any kind of a school, you know, like I haven't gone to any school to meditate, like somehow. So when I came in contact with meditation, so like, you know, not like this kind of meditation, so there were like the instructions of, like, the, like we will say instructions of meditation, and I will laugh inside us, you know, not in front of anyone, because like how can one instruct meditation, you know, like. That was my question. But like somehow because we do this, so I'm also doing that, you know. So you know, I'm not out of that, but still I laugh about that. But also keeps on doing that because I see some fruitfulness, you know, something, you know, somehow. So Kabir is kind of referring that. Like if we can create a part of mind to watch our mind.
No. This is your definition of meditation?
No, like this is not definition of meditation. This is like generally like what we do in meditation is like create a part of mind who will be watching all other mind. And that Kabir, in his language, is not meditation. In my language, you know, I sometimes I say yes, sometimes I say no, you know, because it depends. who is asking.
All right, so now it's me asking.
Yes, please.
This place that watches the other, this part of the mind that watches the other mind, some systems teach that on the way to going beyond that. But is it necessary to go that way, or can you bypass that altogether?
Yeah, you know, like it's not necessary, but if one has patience. Yeah. So the question is, like, some systems teach this. And question is, like, if that is necessary or not necessary. So it's necessary if you don't have patience. Like, if practitioner has no patience. If practitioner has patience, is not necessary. Like, if it depends on the person. If somebody can be, because there will be, like, a period where you feel nothing. And if you can give that time, you know, then without this, it's possible. Meditation is possible. And if one cannot give that time, then I think, you know, this trick works somehow.
Okay.
Yeah. And then... Kabir is saying that, you know, this place of time and without time and space like a you know, prior to say this without time and space, there will be like say, when we feel aliveness, like aliveness is like very, very individual in a way. No. Aliveness is felt to an individual. And through like, when one has to feel this, like what Kabir is describing, beyond time and space, like, you know, say this individuality is like a flower blossomed, like this. So if one can, like, you know, before this blossoming of flower, there will be like a, what is this, spice? Yeah, stem. And then also stem will be connected to something.
Root.
And then like something more than that. So what Kabir is describing, like this time and space, like how they went, like feeling the blossoming completely, like feeling the individuality, individual aliveness completely, and then finding this, like this, to go through, and then only this can be experienced. And he's saying that Ujiyari Kinha, like his light is there. Probably from light what we understand, maybe not that light. Like generally, our understanding of light is light from, like, you know, light from sun, light from bulb. So not that kind of light. But there is, say we can say, like the clarity. Like when you are clear, it's not light, but light. Like somehow light in that way. That is like, you know, like not from the, like, generally like this aliveness is also like a very big thing, you know, in us. And like what he is describing is like beyond that aliveness. And so there is like, we can say clarity, like there is clarity, there is things seen through. And of course, like all our attachments, they are because clarity is not there. And once clarity is there, all attachment drops, like, you know, without any act, without we doing, they drop. And Gagan Madhe Rokin Dwara Jahan Divas Nahi Rati. And it's like a unchanged place. Like from there, change is not possible. Like it's neither night nor day. It's like kind of like, you know, no change place. And Kabir is saying that I have reached this place and my all friends, you know, like all my attachments who used to be my friends, I don't find them there anymore. Like I'm left with clarity and all my friends are left behind.
Is the clarity something that just comes,
that,
or is there any way to encourage, or?
I think way to encourage is to love clarity, and by love, you know, maybe this traveling can happen. Like say, you know, if I love you, I will find a way to approach you. But that I will find, you know. It's not like that somebody else will, like because of love, you know, some way will be found.
I don't know how to say this. You love clarity. I'm kind of mystified as to what that is like.
Yeah. Like because it's not like because that is like there is like a love for clarity, you know, that is like love for idea of clarity, and there is love for clarity, but clarity is not known what that is. Like generally, like we love ideas. So what happens like when somebody says clarity? Also, we create an idea of clarity. So not the idea of clarity, but somehow, probably, you know, not knowing, but still kind of like loving,
something, we're loving something that we don't know.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And that will, like, somehow coincidences will happen from that. Maybe only a couple of minutes silence, because